Doug, break it down for me what the proposal looks like. It started out with the mandatory 50-foot buffer for all waterways in the state. That's where it started. So through the session, what does the current proposal look like?
Well, the legislation that passed the Senate and the House that's included in the Omnibus Agriculture, Finance, and Environment Bill includes the requirement that all public drainage ditch systems must have a 16.5-foot buffer and has to have that perennial vegetated buffer in place by November 1st of 2018. All public waters in the state need to have an average of 50-foot buffers with a 30-foot minimum, again, perennial vegetation, and that has to be in place by November 1st of 2017. There are provisions that provide for a fine or penalty for those who are not in compliance, and that is a penalty up to $500, and it would be basically an annual type penalty if you didn't have it done by a certain time. You know, you'd be given a letter of noncompliance, and if you didn't make the required buffer happen, you would then be fined $500 the next year again and go on for it from there. The county government or the water districts, depending on where you are in the state and who has authority, would be the responsible authorities for making sure that this took place. There are also provisions that allow for alternative measures to be used, alternative conservation measures that would have the equivalency of the required buffer in terms of limiting runoff. And so those are kind of the overview of what is in the bill.
How likely is it, in your opinion, Doug, that the governor will sign this bill into law?
Because it's an omnibus bill, there are a wide number of things that are in the combination of the environment and the agriculture portion of that bill. There are those who are very critical of the fact that the environment bill includes provisions which would do away with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's Citizens Advisory Board, and there are those that are advocating not signing the bill or vetoing the bill on that basis. From our point of view, we were basically told that we needed to accept the language that was presented in order to prevent the bill from being vetoed, because the bill that passed from conference committee the day before was determined to be non-acceptable. And so we were basically given the option of going along with the language that was adopted on the basis that that would then, you know, make it so it would not be vetoed. So I guess we'll have to see what the governor decides to do. But, you know, the language that's in there now is in there because of the need to have it be there, or else the bill would be vetoed.
Does Farm Bureau have any way of quantifying how big of an impact this proposed law would have on Minnesota farmers? How much land would go out of production because of this? Any idea how big of an impact this would have?
I don't know that really anybody knows that information. We've been looking at some information that was assembled back when the discussions were for 50-foot buffers, and there still would be 50-foot buffers required for certain parts of the state because of the public water portion of it, but that was over 500,000 acres. In that analysis, plus you still have to figure in what would go in terms of the land involved with the public drainage system that's not in that calculation. So At this point in time, we don't know. We know that, you know, when it was being talked about originally, there was the number that the government agencies brought forward of 125,000 acres. And we've identified the fact that that wasn't anywhere near what was going to be encompassed in any kind of program.
In addition, there's the expense of putting in permanent vegetation, which falls on the landowner, would it not?
It does, as things are. The landowner has the responsibility under the law, or what was passed by the legislature. The ultimate responsibility falls on the back of the landowner. There are still provisions that would allow for, in public drainage systems, the ability for a redetermination of benefits and having the same kind of provisions that were in place before, where there would be an assessment made of those who benefit and then remuneration to those who had been involved with the buffer. So those are still in place. Those options are still in place. There's still the ability to, actually there's a new ability to pay the landowner retroactively even after he has put those things in once they do a ditch redetermination. So there is some limited ability. There are also, we're told, possible opportunities to enroll in different kinds of federal programs that might be a landowner's choice to pursue. So there may be some potential for financial support in those different areas.
If the buffer bill goes into law in Minnesota, will this be unprecedented as far as what any other state has done to protect waterways? Mandatory is a whole different animal. Is this unprecedented, what Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton is proposing here?
I don't know that it is or isn't. I'm kind of new back in the Midwest again. I think there was something of a buffer provision in Wisconsin. It wasn't the same. It was more of a tillage setback requirement, and I don't know all of the specifics of that, but this would certainly be, it would certainly be new for Minnesota, those are the producers, I guess, that we most care about.
What's Farm Bureau's feeling on this from our previous conversation, the fact that there's been some compromise here and that agriculture has had a seat at the table to discuss this and work the back and forth, so to speak, but at the end of the day, if this is what becomes law in the state, what's Farm Bureau's overall opinion of it?
I would have to say that our current mindset is that we need to move forward from where we are here and work at getting good conservation on the ground. I think that we need to move forward with the law as it passed and make sure that we can get compliance across the state to the level that we're going to be required to. I think that there's a lot of other good conservation practices that also need to be documented so that we have the true picture of what is in the country versus the approach that has been used of decrying agriculture as being a major contributor without taking into account the recognition that we have lots of good conservation going on across the state. So from our point of view, it's time to move forward and it's time to do what we need to do going forward, as well as making sure that people recognize what has been done and what is being done so that there's this blame game can end.